At the end of last year, we briefly began discussing the Malacha Malabin, and we noted the perhaps significant, or maybe not a significant, difference of presentation between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashi, in the definition of Malabin in the Mishnah in Gimel, emphasizes Mechabsa, emphasizes using water, presumably. We'll talk probably more next time about how critical water is definitionally. Within Malabed and Mechabes. Today, we'll focus more on being Mechabes or Malabed with water, and next time without water. And then the Rambam, it's possible that there's less of an emphasis on the water. As in the Rambam's presentation of the Av and Malabed in Peritas Lachayud, there's no mention of water per se, and only Yud Aleph, the Rambam lists Kibbutz as a Tolada of Malabed. We also noted that the Minchas Chinuch, Avni Nezer has this also, assumes that the reason the Rambam adds the term Oes Hashani is to tell you that the Malacha Malabin applies equally whether we're talking about Begadim Levanim or Begadim Tzivonim. Okay. Rabbi Ribiat makes the following further observation, which he thinks may shed a different light on the Rambam. The Marshal is quoted by the Bach as saying that the Malacha of Mechabes, or the, for the Rambam, the Talad of Mechabes, Kibbutz is only the Begadim Levanim and not the Begadim Sivonim. That laundering clothing, it's only a Malacha if the clothing is white, not if it is tzavu. And the Bach asks him that, and that's not accepted halacha. That seems to be a relative curiosity as a das yachid. But Rabbi Rivia points out, if you look at the Yerushalmi in its listing of malachos in Paraklal Gadol has the following two words, hamalabno hahin de megafir. Malabain is being megafir. What does megafir mean? The Karban Eda, their comments, megafir means me'ashen gafris al habegadim, that you're smoking sulfur, you're smoking some chemical on the clothing. And that is a chiyuv of melabe, that you're smoking the clothing and you're chemically treating it. That creates the chiyuv of melabe. And he also notes the Gemara in Bava Kamma Tzadidalad Amibes, the Gozal Kamma. So there, in the context of stealing wool and then acquiring it with a shinoi, so there the Gemara says that Libun, if you are melabein the wool that you steal, that's considered to be a shinoi. And the Gemara there distinguishes between Chavre Chivri and Kavre Kavre. So Chavre Chivri means that you're cleaning it, and that's not considered a sufficient shinoi. But Kavre Kavre, Rashi says, is begafris. You're treating it with sulfur, lehislab and yafet, to whiten it. And that is considered a shinoi. Meaning in the context of Zela, if you're simply washing it to clean it, that's a lower level action, and therefore doesn't create a sufficient shinui to be kone the davar hanigzal, as opposed to if you treat it chemically with gafris, lislab and yafa, that is enough of a shinui in hilchos gezela. So first of all, maybe if that's the emphasis of Malabin slash Mechabes, so maybe that the Gafris, the Slabin Yafa, is more pronounced by white clothing than by color clothing. After all, Malabin literally is Milashon Lavan. So maybe there's more of a action of Malabin if it's white as opposed to colored. And he says maybe that's why the Rambam lists Kibbutz only as a Talada and not as a as the Av. And fundamentally, what's the difference? Why is Mechabes Begadim only a Talada and melabein is the av. What's the difference between melabein as an action and mechabes? If, as Rashi has it, melabein is simply washing something in a river, so how is that fundamentally different than mechabes? Why would you list mechabes as a talada and melabein as av? It sounds like melabein is something different than just washing in water. So maybe that's this gafris or treating it chemically. And then the thrust of the melacha melabein or the av melabein is that you're widening it. You're literally being melabein. And maybe that only applies to white and not colored. And he says, maybe that's why the Rambam, talk about this next time, but the din of Minara Taliso, so most Rishonim understand the concern of Minara Taliso is a concern of Malabin. You have to figure out what are you doing and how is that a Malabin consideration if you're shaking off your talis from tal or maybe from Geshem. But the Rambam lists Malabin Taliso only in the context of Makkah B'Patish, not in the context of Malabin. That's around in Perek Yud, Halacha Yuches. Minara Talis Kadash Shkora Kedelina Osa is Chayiv Chatas. And that's in the context of Makkah B'Patish. The Rambam lists that as an example of Makkah B'Patish, not as Malabin. So maybe for the Rambam that's not Malabin, because if it's a black garment, then there's no malabin to speak of malabin. It's only if it's a white garment. Okay, that's his suggestion. But either way, we generally tend to assume halacha that that's not the case. Malabin mechabes applies to colored clothing as well, as we will talk about as we go on. And again, the precise role or how critical water is. We'll talk about it as we move on as well. The Avnei Nezer makes a further observation. Avnei Nezer in Simen Kuf Samechei Arachayim, Kuf Samechei. So he asks this question to the Rambam as well. Why is it that the Rambam views Mechabes as a Tolada and not as part of the Av itself? He says, Mali Malabin et Samra Begadim. If you understand that the action of Malabin is simply washing something with water, which is essentially Mechabes. So then the only difference between Halacha Yud and Halacha Yud Aleph is Halacha Yud, you're being Malabin Semer, and in Halacha Yud Aleph, you're being Mechabes Begadim. But that shouldn't be a fundamental enough difference to make one the Av and one the Talada. So the Avnei Nezer suggests that maybe the reason Mechabes is not part of the Av is in terms of the general preparation of clothing. All right, in the Sidur de Oros, in the list of malachos, so there are further malachos that take place after Malabein before you have a ready-made piece of material that you can make into a garment. So it's true that in terms of the actual action going on, your rinsing of a piece of wool from a sheep isn't fundamentally a different action than you're rinsing a prepared garment, but the prepared garment has gone through other processing steps before coming to your closet. So he says maybe that's the reason that we don't view Mechabes as an Av of Malabe. But again, if you understand the Rambam that Malabein is more or not just washing with water, but treating in a more enhanced way, so then if that's what was done b'Mishkan, or that was the emphasis of what was done b'Mishkan, that is more fundamentally different a pu'ula than kibbutz. And then the other thing is, you know, it's another Rishonim, you got the impression that Mechavis is indeed part of the same Av, and not just Sotolada, of course, the Smag, Urayim, that that others may argue on the Rambam. Okay. But our focus will be on Mechabes as the practical application, be it a Talad or be it an Av, of the Melacha of Melabe. So to some extent, the Sugya the Shmaisa about Kibbutz is not a Gemara in Shabbos, but a Gemara in Zvachim. And that's the Sugya in Zvachim Sadidal in the context of Kibbutz Damchatas, last week's Sedra, that if you have Damchatas that splatters on a Beged, that beggar requires kibbutz b'makom kadosh. So there are a number of klalim relevant to kibbutz that emerged from that gemara. The Mishnah on Tzadi Gimel on the days. The Mishnah says, "Echad a beged, echad a sak, echad a or." Tune in kibbutz. Now kibbutz b'makom kadosh, it has to be done ba'azar. So the Gemara tells us, we're not going totally in order here, but the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Dal Amud Beis has a principle that when it comes to a beged, shriyasa zeo kibbutzo, that soaking a beged in water is the equivalent of kibbutz. And that's why the Meimer of Rava here, Zarak Sudar Lamayim Chayef, if you throw a Sudar into water, that is a Malacha, that's a Malacha Deraisa, because even though you're not pouring water or rubbing water into the garment, into the Sudar, but simply immersing it in water is a sufficient example of kibbutz, shriyasa zehu kibbutza. And the Gemara, earlier in the Sugya on Tzadi Dal Amud Aleph, quotes the Mishnah in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us this is a kind of side point in the Mishnah in a Tiltal Muktzah context. But the Mishnah says, "Haisa alav lishleshes." If you have a car, you have a pillow, and there's a lishleshes on the pillow. What's a lishleshes? So Rashi writes on the Mishnah there, Shabbos Kufim Beis on the Beis, lishleshes is shum davar mias kagon rok otzoa. Any miastic thing, like saliva or soa. Tosis in Zvachim on Tzadi Dal Amud Aleph Yumaska Lishleshes, of course, in the Aruch, that is Dafka Tzoas Tarnagolim. So if you have a stain that develops on a pillow on Shabbos, Nikancha Bismartut, you can wipe it off with a cloth. Says Rashi here in Shabbos, Nikancha Bismartut, you can't put water on it. The stam kar shall begadhu. Stam pillow is made out of begad material. And if you're going to apply water, that's considered shriya. Shriya doesn't mean you have to totally immerse the material in water. It's sufficient to just apply water. So applying water is shriya, and shriya is kibbutz. Okay, and then the Mishnah says, "Haisa shel or." Let's say you have a leather pillow. Nosin alamayim ashtitikla. So then there are lower stakes. You can put water on the leather pillow. Says Rashi, "Umiu haisa lishleshes zu al kar shel or the labar kibusu." That's not subject to kibus. Nosin alamayim ashtitikla. Miu kibus mamish lo. You can't do real kibus. The whole Stam Karmic Sus is Rakin Ninu, Shaitlam Abrahu Kibus, Boris Rakin, Umiyashriyasa, Lozo Kibusan, Chemufush Biswakim Perak Dam Kata. So there, when it comes to or, there are two levels. There's real Kibus, which we'll define in a minute, and there's Shriya Kibus. So Shriya Kibus could be done on or. So that's what the Gemara establishes here back in Sadi Dalet Amud Beis in Zvachim, that there's a distinction when it comes to or between a Shriya and a Shifshif and the scrubbing water onto it. So the Gemara just begins at the two dots, Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph, L'meimra d'or bar kibbutz. So the fact that the Mishnah lists among the materials that are subject to the din of kibbutz b'dam chatas, the Gemara lists, the Mishnah lists or, that implies that or is subject to kibbutz. Ereminu, our Mishnah in Shabbos, no sin ala mayim ha-shetichle. So Abaye says, it's talking about chlokes tanayim. And then the Gemara suggests a distinction between rakin and kashin. Maybe Evan agrees that if you have soft leather that is subject to kibbutz, machlokas is about hard leather. And then the Gemara has on Saridal and Mebeis. Amar Rava, two lines at the top, called kibbutz to less like kiskus, lo shmei kibbutz. That kibbutz without kiskus is not called kibbutz. What's kiskus? Rashi. Nishaf shei tzido zel tzido zeh, that you rub one end against the other. Kederach hamechabes begadim, the way you launder clothing. Ochez abega b'shayadav mishafshet, the way you properly wash clothing is that you're holding the clothing in both hands and you're rubbing it onto itself. So if you don't do kiskus, that's not real kibbutz. Hilkach nosin alav mayim ad shetichle shari b'or v'afil rach. And therefore, simply placing water onto leather would be permissible, even if it's soft leather, because that's not real kibbutz. And the Gemara says, so the Gemara has that possible distinction between rach and kasha. Then the Gemara says, shriyasa kibbutz, but that's only by beged, that's not by or. So what emerges is that when it comes to beged material, so then not only is shifshif or kiskus aser, not only is it aser to scrub, but it's even aser to simply place water on the beged. When it comes to or, there's no iser of placing water, but there is a iser of shifshif, at least when it comes to rakin. The machlokas in Gemara, machlokas halacha, whether that applies to kashin as well. Mishabrua in Sukkot and Lamedes quotes from the Shiltos an opinion that lahalacha, even a shifshif on hard leather, is a malacha d'oraisa. And the Be'er-Lacha, the end of Dibur Maskal Laval, thinks I should be choshesh for that lahalacha, that even on hard leather, you have to be choshesh for the opinion that that might still be a malacha d'oraisa if you're going to rub it on itself with water. Even though, and the Mishnah Berurah says there that many Rishonim are so same that there's no chiluk between rach and kasha. The Rambam also, and the Rambam doesn't sound like it's a deraisa, but the Rambam in his Derabbanan applications of Malabain doesn't distinguish between hard leather and soft leather either. The Rambam in Perikav Beis, the Peritas has the deraisas of Malabain and Mechabes. Perikav Beis are the Derabbanans. The Rambam writes in Perikav Beis Halacha Yudches, Ninal osandal shenislachlech betit betsoa mutter lisachsecho b'mayim Aval chabso aser. So there's a difference between, it's confusing because there's sichsuch and shifshuf and kiskus. So in case you weren't confused yet, the Gemara that we just said is quoted in Zvachim has kiskus. Kiskus is synonymous with shifshuf, which means rubbing, as opposed to sichsuch, which means applying. So sichsuch means applying water. So applying water would be mutter for or because that's akin to shriyasa zeokibuso that we don't say when it comes to or, but kiskus or shifshuf, which is the real kibus, it ain't kibus below kiskus, called kibus less like kiskus lashme kibus, that'll be us or even b'or. I forget who pointed out, and then someone points out that Ninal and Sandal are reflective of both Or Kasha and Or Rach. Not sure how we know that. But if that's the case, and the Ram is giving an example both of Or Kasha and Or Rach that are subject to Kibus Derabanan, because the Ram has this here in his list of Derabanans. So according to the She'iltas of the Mishnah Berurah, of course, we're talking about a potential malacha deraisa by kiskus, real kibus for even or kasha. According to the Rav, maybe the Rabban, according to the other Rishonim, maybe Hetter Gamor. Mishnah Berurah thinks that he should be choshesh for the machmirim here, since we're talking about a potential malacha deraisa. So you get the impression that or is an exception. The contrast is between Beged and Or. You got the impression that Or is the exception, presumably because Or is less absorbent than regular Beged or other materials. So the effect of lower level exposure to water is going to be less pronounced on Or than on Beged. The Tor quotes from Maram that Shriyasa Zeo Kibuso only applies to Beged Pishtan and not to Beged Samer. Shriyasa Zeo Kibuso is only by linen, not by wool. Lashon of the Chuvas Maram, Tfus Prag Simon Tuf Kuf Yud Aleph, Prag Tuf Kuf Yud Aleph. Aser Lenagev Kos Beshabis Beged Pishtan. You can't wipe a cup, you can't dry a cup on Shabbos with a Pishtan garment. Philodami Lenig of Yadayim to Yadam Milchlachos. And that's not like what drying your hands, which you're allowed to do, we'll talk about it because that's Derech Lechloch. Shalo Lavo Lide Liba and Olide Skita. I'm sorry, that's something else. Philodami Lenig of Yadayim. The other milchlachos, period. So that's presumably what the Torah is referring to, that the Maram flags Dafka Beged Pishtan as opposed to Beged Semer as being subject to Shriyasa Zelkibusa. The Torah doesn't understand why that should be so. And we don't find, we find Or is a different category, but within Beged, Mehechatesi to be Mechalik between a Beged Semer and a Beged Pishtan as far as Shriyaso Zeu kibusa. And Rabbi Carr points out that, what about the Mishnah? Right? Hagozes es etzemer gamalabna. So we're not being malabin tishtam, we're being malabin semer. So he says you have to say, according to the Maram, that's going on the real kibbutz, the kiskos kibbutz. That, right, everyone agrees, even the Maram will agree, that the real kibbutz of shifshuf, of kiskos, that applies to semer and tishtam equally. It's just the chumra, if you will, of shriyasazo kibbutzah, or the added level that simply applying water is a form of kibbutz that only applies to tishtan and not to tzemer, but still not clear on what basis he made that he would make that distinction. You know, if we're looking at absorption ability, I'm not sure if there's a difference. Is tishtan more, is flax more absorbent than wool? You would have assumed the opposite. Yeah, I don't know. But either way, the Maram is a das yachid in Rishonim. It seems it's not accepted. It's not accepted lalacha. And the only exception to shi'asas okibuso is ore. Or maybe there are other materials that are clearly comparable to ore in terms of their non-absorbent. So maybe we could expand the category of ore a little bit more. So Moshe has a shuv about this. Yoredeya, yeah, Ilan.
Yeah, I don't know my generation going up, but I think there's a shkola at Lechem like that.
Lechem Maram?
Yeah. I'm trying to find it.
Shibali Lechem is later, but... Yeah,
but he's also a Rishon.
Yeah, a later Rishon. I'm sorry?
They're basically contemporary.
He wasn't a little later?
Shibali Lechem is a little older, but...
Oh, yeah? Okay. Shibali Lechem's in Italy. Huh? Shibali Lechem's in Italy.
Yeah, right? They're both mid to late 13th century.
Okay. Okay, so maybe another Rishon, but it's still a minority position. I mean, if he has a...
No, but I think it was also just like equally familiar where that comes from. Mm-hmm. And I want to say the initial group was Koshish for the
end of the day. Yeah. The Mishru is Koshish for what?
For the sheet of the Shabro, like
a... That's a Kula. The Maram is a kula that you don't say shuyas is a kibuso by Begat Semer.
Right, so then I guess the shuor would not be right. I mean, he was mechalik between Tishtan and Shabbat Yodin, but I think he came up with
a little bit. Let me know when you find it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ramosha, Chelik Bey Simon Ayin Vav, Chelik Bey Yaradeya Chelik Bey Simon Ayin Vav. Ubidvar hamapot shel plastic. They have a plastic tablecloth. Mistaber she'eno dabar la'oros, she'davar she'eno mayim nechnasim klal l'socho, elarak al gabav, kmo etzim umatkos. That plastic isn't on the same level as leather. Leather is something that water doesn't get absorbed into at all. Just like wood and metal. V'afa rakim l'inyin ze hein ka'akashim shalachain ein ze inyin kibas. And even a rak plastic would be potentially, or a rak ore would be more absorbent than a kasha plastic. The Eladamas Bisfaris Minim Acherim La'oros. It's hard to just use Svara to compare different types of material to ore. After all, when it comes to ore, there's a day that even Kashin is subject to Nisar Kibas, as we said. Aval Mikol Makom.
Right,
Shehu ke'ein shifsha sido zeh al zeh, rak l'nakos ha'idei mayim b'kalus yesh l'hakel l'kuliyam. So Ramosh entertains that maybe plastic is comparable enough to leather that you wouldn't say shiyos ezoki b'so, but it's hard to establish things based on svaros, especially with new materials that earlier authorities didn't have and didn't see. So as far as doing shif-shif, that definitely should be usher in plastic. Because even if you would have argued, even if you assume when it comes to or kasha, that shif-shif is mutter, meaning if you wouldn't be choshesh for that minority opinion that you have to be machmir on shif-shif or kasha. So plastic, you definitely have to be machmir on shif-shif. But if you're just going to apply a little bit of water gently in a way that normally would be subject when it comes to a baguette to shriyas ezekibuso, but in that, maybe you could be makel on plastic because plastic does share properties with leather. Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Shmir Shabbos, Perek Tesvav Funot Cafe, Perek Tesvav Cafe, is saying that maybe one could have suggested that rubber and nylon are even less absorbent and better than leather, because leather will absorb something and rubber and nylon won't absorb anything. And maybe that's analogous to a cleates. A cleates, we assume, is not subject to cleates even better than or. And that's what the Mishabura references in Simon Shin Bei Sifkat and Mem Aleph. The Kli Eitz, the Kli Alma, ain't bo Shem Chashash Kibus. And when it comes to a Kli Eitz, even a Shichshuch is mutter. In that sense, it's better than or. It's totally not absorbent. So maybe, said Rosh Hashanah, you could have argued that nylon and nylon and rubber are likely eights and not subject to kibbutz at all. But he says, Ein lahakel b'svara bilvad, when it comes to potential chashash daraisa. So in practice, Shlomo Zalman wasn't willing to countenance a kula here. Rav Yashiv assumes this as well, that you can't be makel on expanding your list of materials in the or category. Rav Yashiv's tshuva was originally printed in the Orach HaShabbos, then reprinted in Kovetz Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Siman Kavav, Chelek Aleph Siman Kavav, tshuva about soaking contact lenses in water / contact lens solution on Shabbos. So there are two parts of this tshuva. The first half isn't willing to be makel on this basis, and the second half has another kula. So we'll talk about the second half, Bem Sheikh. But what's nogeya us now is the first half, where he says, it's true that we paskin, when it comes to leather, we don't say shriyoso zeo kibuso, and you're allowed to soak leather in water, even if it may be true that there's a little bit of absorption in the leather. But you have to be done. What's the status of contact lenses and other types of nylon vis-a-vis leather? So he quotes Rav Moshe wasn't so excited about being makel lahalacha, at least not for shifshuf. So he says that when it comes to contact lenses, since contact lenses are relatively soft and the water does get somewhat absorbed, so as far as that's concerned, you should treat it as a material that is subject to Shriyos Zuki Duso. And for that reason, you shouldn't be soaking it on Shabbos. It's putting a lens. What are contact lenses made of? When Rav Moshe says nylons, is that just a...
I know they have like weird materials contact.
Are any contacts made of nylon or he means plastic?
The internet says they're made of hydrogel and silicon hydrogel polymers.
That's probably what Vyasha meant.
Yeah.
Okay. So
they used to be made of glass.
These are made of glass?
The carbon contact ones.
Yeah.
And they broke. My mother used to have those. Or worse. Or worse.
Okay. Right. We spoke about that. We spoke about Chatzitza last year. Contacts and glass. Okay. So Rav Yashiv wasn't willing to be makel to consider this material analogous to ore to allow Shriyasa Zokibusa. Okay. And then we'll come back to what Rav Yashiv is willing to be makel on the basis of a little bit later. Tosfos, Zvachim Sadi Dalit Amid Aleph, Dibur Maskal Mekancha. Tosfos writes, if you have your lishlash, yes, your stain on your car made out of beged, so the Mishnah says you're allowed to wipe it with a dry cloth, says Tosfos, but to use water would be asu because trias is okibuso. Says Tosfos, v'had amar perkama de beitza nidama remes v'tavelus b'begadeha. 1 second, the Gemara there basically tells us if you have a case where a woman has clothing that is tame, she doesn't have other clothing she can wear on Shabbos, so usually you're not allowed to be, or in yantif in context there, usually you're not allowed to be tovil kalim or Tovu Begadim on Yantiv. But if you have a situation where you have no other clothing to wear, then you can do a harama. You can go to the mikvah al si tvila for the person and wear that clothing in a way that doesn't pose a chatzitza, and then kill two birds with one stone and you're maviach the tvila on the clothing as well. 1 second, how are you allowed to do that? Isn't that a violation of Shriyasa Zelkibuso? On Ravina Tam, Delo Chashiv Kibus, Mishum Dahave Derech Lichloch. And no, that's not called Kibus, because when you're going into the mikvah, you're not doing it in a way that cleans clothing. You're doing it in a Derech Lichloch. You're doing it in a way that that is disadvantageous to the quality of the clothing. The Yoser Mislachachim Begadim Kishenichnis Abenahar Levusha Mima Hashem Iskapsim. That if you want to clean your clothing, the way to clean it isn't to jump into the river wearing your clothing. So that's considered to be Derech Lichloch, and therefore not subject to an Isser of Kibbutz. And that's what Tosfos has in the Tosfos Kuf Yud Aleph in Shabbos. I'm Mr. Christ in the Zaisa that we spoke about when we learned the Sugis of Schita and the Schita application there. But Tosfos has the Shabbat time that if you do something Derech Lichloch, that's not a violation of Shriyaso Zelkibuso. And that also explains the Gemara Yumai in Zion that a person who's going to be Makabo Pnei Rabo on Yom Kippur can walk up to his neck in water. even though the water is obviously going to get your clothing wet, in that a violation of Shriyas Zoki Busa, Benatam says no, that's considered to be Derech Lichlach. And the first Teretz in our Tosfos on Kufyud Aleph is that you only say Shriyas Zoki Busa when there's actually some dirt on the beged. If there's a tipas dam or tinuf, so that's when you say Shriyas Zoki Busa because you're cleansing the garment. But if you have a garment that's totally clean, so then there's no exposure if you simply apply some water to it. If you do a Shriyas Zoki Busa or you pour some water onto that garment, that's not a violation of Mechabes. The Rush says a little bit more. The Rush in Yuma, Pereches Simen Dalet. Pereches Simen Dalet. The Tosfos here just distinguishes between, on the one hand, if you have a Tipas Dam or a Tinuf that is subject to kibbutz, if it's totally naki, that's not. What about the middle? So Tosfos doesn't address the middle, but the Rush does. The Rush, Pereches Yuma Simen Dalet. If it's neither extreme, I'll say in a second what the middle is. It's not the extreme of dirty. It's not the extreme of clean. What's between dirty and clean? So the Rush says, Dafka ki hasam sheyesh olav dam odaver muluchlach armina shiasas el kibuso. Aval ima beged hushkar machmas levisha otashmish. So it's not totally clean. It's somewhat dirtied from use, from normal use. If you wear it enough times, it'll get somewhat blackened. The kol shekein lavan legamri ve'ena lav tinuf, and kol shekein, if it's not black at all, then there's no tinuf. Ela shirosa lelabna yoser l'armin an shriyasa zo kibusa. So it doesn't have to be totally clean, doesn't have to be snow white, even if it's blackened, but it's not blackened in a way that there's a actual stain. It's just blackened from use. That wouldn't be subject to Shriyas HaZoki Busa. It's only if, excuse me, it's objectively dirty. That's what Tosi Shanim writes as well there in Yuma Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Shriyas HaZoki Busa, only problem if there's some dirt. So to do Shif Shuf, to do Kiskus, to rub it, that'll be a problem. That's real authentic kibbutz. That's even if it's not dirty, presumably. But according to the first day in Tosfos, it's only, and the Rush, only if it's dirty, do you say Shriyas HaZo Kibbutz. Hagos Maimonios, Perakof Beis Os Sadi. Perakof Beis Os Sadi. He quotes from the Urayim. You can take a look at it there. I'm going to read the Urayim inside. The Urayim is Simon Reish Ayin Dalet. That's the long Simon of Shabbos. So Urayim writes, Shemati lefaresh, delo mitzar. I'm sorry, before that. Okay, as far as Shriyas HaZo Kibbutz, so he says, mi delo taina lehetera ela shel or, the fact that the only carve out of Shriyas HaZo Kibbutz is or, mechlal de kol mili delo havi or asilas itzalamayim. That anything other than or is subject to Shriyas HaZo Kibbutz. Shemati lefaresh delo mitzar nesinas mayim ela bilishleshes kedetanad haisal elishleshes. They have to have an actual stain. They ain't an iris. Dabemilsa deravak diksani Zarak Sudar B'mayim Chayev, the name of Rav is Vachim Sadi Dalam Beis, just says, if you throw a Sudar into water, you're Chayev. V'lok Sadi Lishlash, it doesn't say a Sudar with a stain on it. It just says a Sudar Stam. V'haditan Lishlash, yes. So why does it say a stain? And the Mishnah says Lishlashes. Okay, Rav says Zarak Sudar B'mayim Chayev. But the Mishnah says Lishlashes. So why does the Mishnah say Lishlashes? The more normal case where you want to apply water is where there is a stain. But it doesn't mean that's definition. What about Nida Maramis Vitavelis? How are you going to get out of that? What's the hat there? If she has no kibbutz applies, even if it's not dirty. So you have to say that's talking about a bag of ore. So the woman's only wearing leather. Very fashionable. I'm sorry?
It'll be worn in a way that's not
chatzir. It'll be more challenging. Satsi Ray. He says, Kemat Satsi, Balachas Gadols, Shalgrafi Daigam, that even without a Lishleshes, it's still us. So that's the position of the Urayim, that you have to be Dolchak a little bit in the Mishnah, has to be Dolchak a little bit in Isha Marames. But the din of Shiasa Kibbutz applies across the board, even if something is Naki Lagamri. Beis Yosef thinks that the Rashbam is of this opinion as well. Tosfos Kuf Kuf Amud Aleph. This is talking about if you have a fire in Shabbos, filling up barrels of water to contain the fire. And then the Gemara has a case. Amar Yehuda Marav, Talis She'achas Baha'or Mitzad Echad, Nosin Olam Mayim Mitzad Acher. That if you have a fire that catches one side of a talis, you're allowed to put water on the other side of the talis. Bim Kimsa Gipsa. It's only a Grama. Says Tosos, Pirish Rashbam, Lab dafka alatalis, the kaimalan, the baguette shias is okibuso. Doesn't mean you're putting the water literally on the talis. Doesn't mean you're pouring the water on the talis. That's shias is okibuso. Says Beis Yosef, if shias is okibuso doesn't apply to a clean talis, so why don't you say we're talking about a clean talis? In fact, the Rashbam says it can't be on the talis mamish, must be because he holds that anytime you put water on the talis mamish, that's a chisara and a shriyas okibusa. So these are the things that the Rashban is in the Urayim's camp. Okay. What do we assume lahalacha? Mechaber writes in Siftes. Mutter liten mayim agabi mino lissachsecho. So you can place, and this is sichsuch and not shifshuf. So you can put water on a shoe, which is leather, lissachsecho. Avaluchabso, dahainu shemishaf shef. Sido zelza aser, but to do shif shuf, not shif shuch, is aser. That's the normal form of kibbutz. Aval beged, sheyesh alav lichluch, aser afilu lishach shecho. When it comes to a beged that has a stain, you can't even be mishach sheikh, you can't even apply water. Dizel kibbutzah. So even if you're going to apply a smartut, like the Mishnah tells you, you can't do it with too much pressure because then you may come onto schita. So you know, what's lurking behind all these discussions is you have to be careful not to do schita either. But our focus for the moment is on what is the libun or kibbutz application. So mechaber is just so same like the Mishnah, that if you have a beged sheyesh alav lichloch, then the only option is to be mekaneach b'smartut. Anything short of that is a violation of shriyas azel kibusa. Okay, what about a beged she'ein alav lichloch? The mechaber doesn't address that directly, but by omission, mechaber seems to potentially be choshesh there as well as per the Urayim. So says the Rama, ubeged she'ein alav lichloch mutter laseis alav mayim muatim v'lo merubim shema yischa. So if you have a beged that doesn't have lichloch, you are allowed to apply mayim muatim. The reason it's only mayim muatim is because of the schita problem, not because of the kibus problem, not because of a shriyas of the kibusa problem. But fundamentally, if it's just shriyas of the kibusa, you're not doing any shifshuf, then even mayim merubin should have been mutter, if not for the fact that that could lead to schita. Yesh osir mechol inyan. That's the Urayim, maybe the Rashbam. Shriyas of kibus applies across the board. Says Mishnah Brura Memches, Yesh osir and tefilah hu demadar mina shriyas of kibus wa filah b'bagage ein lav lichloch, v'chein afilah b'mu'at and asa mishnah kibus, mikal makom, in the sinas mayim ala beged uderech lichloch, that's the next step which we'll get to. V'yesh lachush l'deyazu l'hachmir b'shel Torah. And since we're talking about a potential malacha d'araisa, then you should be choshesh for the position of the Urayim v'si'ato, that even if a garment is totally clean, it would still be subject to shriyaso zohi kibusa. Okay. Then the other yishuv in Tosos was that anything that's derech lichloch isn't subject to shriyas zo kibuso. And that's what we talk about in Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Harochet yadav tov l'nagbam b'koach zu b'zu u'lahasir me'am amayim kifi yukalto kodim she'kanchem b'mapa. That if you wash your hands, you should rub them against each other as much as you can to remove any, as much water as you can before you wipe them. And that's based on the hemship of that Urayim. The Urayim writes, Afilu yada mitupachos b'mayim merubim, sarach shelo yekanchem b'beged, ve'od shamayim merubim aleihem. So if there is mayim merubim, then you can't rub your hands at a mayim merubim on a towel. The Urayim doesn't accept the kula of beganaki, and it doesn't accept the kula of derech lichloch. So if there's mayim merubim, that's going to be a problem of shriyas zeh kibuso. Meaning, in theory, if you have a drop of water on your hand, it's hard to argue that if you're going to wipe your hand on a towel, that's considered to be mechabes the towel. So there's got to be some limit where the water is not significant enough to be a problem even going to the Urayim. But the Urayim says, Uluriba yamayim lo yadati shir, right? It's hard to know where you draw the line. Hilkach min hakasherhu, Kishadam rochet yada bishabis, shiyizra kamay meyal yadav, the inar bekoa kodem kinucho bemapa o bebeket. That it's better just to avoid the problem, since we don't know where to draw the line, to make sure and minimize the amount of water that's left on your hand before you dry it. if you minimize it well enough, then there won't be any point in drying it anyway. But that's what the Rambam says, and that's what is reflected in the Mechaber here in Sifya. The Rama adds, V'yesha kasvu, de'ei lachosh lezeh, de'lor minan, shriyas beged, zehu kibuso, b'chi agavna, de'ein zeh rak derech lichloch, b'chei noagin. That's considered to be derech lichloch. Derech lichloch is mutter. V'lachei mutter l'nagev yadav b'beged, shehitil bo tinok mei raglayim, k'dei levatlam, Shane Zarak, Derek Lichloch, Baalma. Aval Asalite, my mamish, Allah may reglive, Dela Baalam. So the Rama enthusiastically, or at least, okay, maybe not fair to say enthusiastic, but the Rama clearly says that in practice, it's mutter to wipe your hands on a towel, and you don't have to go to the lengths of the ureim to air dry as much as you can before using a towel. So that Derech Lichluch point is what Rav Yashiv comes back to just to finish up his contact lens tshuva. He says, but first of all, as far, sorry, back to Siftes. So as far as the 2 days in the Rama, whether to be koshish for the Urayim, that Shriyasa Kibbutz is a problem, even if you have a Beged She'ein Alav Lichloch. The Rav Yashiv says, even though, so in principle, the Ikara din we assume like the day of Hamakila, but the Achronim write that you should be Machmir Nisr Torah, as we saw the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what the Gaon writes. He says, even according to the Machmirim, even if you don't have a stain on the garment, but soaking or applying water is going to add something to the appearance of the garment. But if you have something that is 100% naki, meaning to the extent that we're choshesh l'chumra because we're talking about Issa D'Raisa, maybe that only makes sense when it comes to the Rush's middle case. When it comes to a garment that's not stained per se, but it's a little bit dirty or blackened from use. But if you have something that's totally fresh and totally clean, and putting it in water is not going to add anything, maybe that would be mutter. So he says, there's what to be made about if you're going to soak. If you're going to soak your contact lenses before Shabbos, such that they're totally clean, and you're just putting them in water on Shabbos so that they won't get damaged, but not to improve them in any way, then that should be mutter. He says the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch that even a garment that has no lichluch at all Shriyas is Okibuso, even if it's just going to make it shinier. He quotes the Avdei Nezer, who wasn't sure why that should be the case. He says, in practice, if you're putting the contact lenses in a solution that's cleansing of the lenses, that would be a problem. But if you're just putting it in water to preserve them and they're 100% clean before Shabbos begins, that would be mutter. What do people do in practice? Anyone have contacts?
Dailies.
So you never saw them, you just saw them out.
Yeah, you've done that. Right. If you use them at Shabbos, you use ones that were soaked, but they've been soaked since their production. So you're not doing anything to them, you're just taking them out.
Right. But in general, people that use contacts, for a week or two, whatever. So what do? You soak them every night or?
Yeah. I forgot who I asked that, but everyone
answered. So you soak it in solution or you soak it in just the water?
Solution.
But the Yashin Svar seems hard to say that you're just putting them there to prevent them from getting damaged, but not to clean them. Meaning the whole point of it is that dirt builds up over the course of the day and whatever. So you could say your primary intention is just so they don't get damaged.
Well, look, that's what he's saying. You have to make sure they're 100% clean before Shabbos.
But how do you do that if you're wearing them?
You take them off before Shabbos, you clean them, and maybe have a separate pair.
You don't really notice kind of dirty. They're not really dirty.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Right.
And you could say you're not so mocked about the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Like, maybe that way they go into the solution, they're not that dirty. Like, if they were currently comfortable in your eye, you're taking that opinion in the solution, you really would be finding them that you're out, you're storing them there so you don't sleep in them. But really you're not like cleaning them.
Right.
Like I don't think it does like a dirty thing to need preserve. Somehow they preserve better than water, it preserves like
moisture, yeah. They dry out.
For whatever reason you leave them in water, it doesn't work well.
Yeah. Okay. What happens if you leave it in regular water?
No, it's just not feasible. It doesn't match the salinity of your eye.
I can't find that at all.
Yeah. Even like I put it in water. Why is dirty water is dirty and the salinity changes.
But I used to wear my contacts for a month straight, sleeve and everything. So I'm just going to not take them out.
Okay.
But objectively, that made them dirty and wasn't healthy for my eyes. Yeah, that's what our doctor's guided us.
I don't know why I'm just publicizing that.
I said, if you just put lenses in regular water, not in a solution, what happens to the lenses?
I think when you put them on in the morning, it won't like, I don't think they're dirty. It'll be like.
It'll burn. It'll burn.
Yeah, it'll burn.
And also the shape, if you ever put them in water, you see the shape sort of changes. And it's like the curvature of the lens is not the same.
So in the back of the Or HaShabbos, they have this true from Rav Yashiv, they have a true from Rav Elazar as well. It also sounds like it distinguishes between if you're putting it in a solution or you're putting it in straight water, that water would be okay, solution would be more problematic. But I...
Presumably the water would accomplish the same function, right? I mean, if you're assuming that it's doing something.
No, I think his point is that if you're putting it in a solution, so you're putting the solution in order to clean it, not just to prevent it from being damaged. As you're saying, no, if you put in water, it'll still get damaged, and you have to put in a solution to prevent damage. In which case, maybe he would still say that if they're clean before Shabbos and you're just putting in the solution to prevent them from being damaged, that would also be okay.
Sounds
sort of
like buses that Devon Haas or the Devon Haas. It's always going to be the cleaning to find it, even if you say that the more cautious the more you can.
But is that true that whatever it's doing is cleaning?
Well, Ishrias is like this is operative. You can't say that how many shows, right?
Because being so good, is it accomplishing cleaning or it's like a. Is it getting rid of stuff or is it putting more.
I think it's getting rid of stuff. Because also, what happens if you're putting your contact in the morning from like solution and you drop them and it gets hair from the bathroom floor and all this stuff on it? you put in the solution to get it off, and then you take them out again and try again.
Yeah. Rabbi Karp quotes Rav Eliashiv, it sounds like differently, he quotes the tshuva, but it sounds different in the tshuva that's printed. It sounds like he's saying, I'll read it. Achareisha tziu chomer miyuchad asher ledivreim ein b'kal cholin akod klal es adashos maga. So there's this new solution that doesn't clean it. Yesh makom lahatir lahashres es adashos maga b'mayim b'shabes b'chomer now. We put in this solution if the solution doesn't clean it. So what does that mean? Meaning it's only meant to preserve it. So maybe that's what you're saying, that even the solution, it's not meant to clean it, it's just meant to preserve it. And then that would be okay. Maybe that's what he's saying. That's how Rabbi Karp quotes it. You have to make sure that it's clean before Shabbos begins so that you don't have the byproduct of it, of the solution cleaning it. But if it's already clean when Shabbos begins, then you can put it in the solution on Shabbos because that's only meant to preserve it and not to clean it. But Ilan raised a good question. If you only have one pair of contacts, then does that mean you have to wear your glasses Friday night so you can have it in the solution before Shabbos? Not sure.
Right now, it's in my eye.
Right.
But then I'm saying my scar when I used to wear them for a month, so they're in my eye end of the month also. Mm-hmm. But when you think about it, it's still
Right. Exactly
30.
Not sure. Okay. Fine. Let's stop here. Next time, it's Hashem, we'll talk a few more examples of Derech Lichluch. And then we'll talk about stains without water, which is going back to the first part of the sermon. And maybe optimistically, we can wrap up Malabi next time and move on to Tzad. Shinta Zion.